What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
Tech with Jess.
In association with Viatel Technology Group, IT leaders breathe easy with Viatel Managed Cybersecurity. Viatel.com.
Jess Kelly is with us now. I know you're going to tell me about this wonderful new phone that was just gone up on the News Talk Twitter feed. Can I tell you my latest gadget that I'm in love with?
Oh yeah, go on.
I bought a gimbal.
Oh, did you? For what?
For my phone, because I wanted to do kind of new video stuff with work. Okay. And it's just great fun. And the technology that comes with it. And it has AI editing, which is, you know, helpful if you're lazy. And I'm just blown away at how much technology has moved on in the last couple of years. It's one of the best things I've ever bought.
Yeah, if you see people, for those who don't know, if you are ever walking by a skate park, I live close to a skate park, and anytime I walk by, there's people there with really fancy gimbals trying to get the most incredible shots. And then you go on social media and you see what they're putting out there. And it really does make a difference when you invest in equipment. It may feel like it's expensive, but when you do invest, you do get the output for it for sure.
Yeah, this was 99 quid now. I didn't exactly blow the budget on it, but it's the return I got for it. I mean, it'll last for the next couple of years and I'll be happier. But that's me. And you have something new in your hand, according to the Twitter feed this morning, which is, what is it, a HVD? HVO? What is it?
It's called HMD Pulse Pro. So you may have heard me mention HMD before. So HMD Global is a company that bought the brand of Nokia. So that's the reason why Nokia is back in our shops and in our pockets, is because HMD bought the rights to that technology. And now what they're doing is bringing out their own brand of phones. So we have the HMD Pulse Pro, which is a very affordable phone. I was looking around online. The RRP is 179, but I've seen it online for 149. And it's a 6.65 inch screen. So very big screen if you're someone like me who likes watching TV and movies on your phone. But the stellar point with this device is the camera. So you've got dual lenses, 50 megapixel on the back, but also a 50 megapixel selfie lens, as well as
on
a 5,000.
Wow, okay. They normally don't do it on both sides.
They don't. And they also have a 5,000 milliamp battery. So if you are someone, like we were just talking about there, about getting, you know, good equipment for your social content and for your online videos and all the rest, if you're someone who likes to take a selfie, wants to have really good clarity in your images, the HMD Pulse Pro is the way to go. It's 150 quid, as I said, 6 gigs of RAM, 128 gigs of storage built in. And I've been so impressed by it. I think this is a great starter phone. So if you have a teenager who's maybe starting secondary school in September and you're looking to get a first phone for them, you don't want to break the bank and get them the most Notions iPhone out there. This is an excellent phone. It looks really good. The battery is great. The cameras are really good. It ticks so many boxes. But for me, I was really blown away by the fact that it's 149 euro.
And it's SIM free. So in other words, you're not signing up to a mad contract that you'll be paying for the next 2 years.
Yeah, this is, I feel like I need to scream this from the rooftops. Please, please, please don't be signing up to contracts.
You gave out to me over this yesterday, which is funny.
I did.
We had a conversation about this exact thing yesterday, because I thought I was doing the right thing, and here I am.
Yeah, I think it depends on your case and your scenario and all the rest. But for the majority of people who use their phone for calls and texts, but mostly for data, there is no reason to be signing up to big bill plans at all. If you sign up to something like GoMo, which is 15 quid a month, there's Clear Mobile, there's 48, there's so many digital mobile networks out there now that offer you all you can eat data plus your calls and texts for a fraction of the price, for less than 20 quid, if not lower. The only expense will come is when you need to buy a phone. But with so many refurbished retailers out there now, you can buy, say, an iPhone 13 for 300 quid outright. Then you're paying 15 quid a month for your phone bill, and that's it. Think of all the money that you would save over 2 years.
Yeah, it is true. It depends on your circumstance, but like that, it's way cheaper to do it now. And if there's handsets for 149 quid, like the one you're describing, it's bad news for Apple. But anyway, good morning. Can you ask Jess what is the best way to back up a Samsung phone, and what is the best phone tracker for us? Thank you, Graham.
So in terms of backing up to a Samsung, so Samsung runs Android, that operating system, so you could back it up to your Google Cloud. Now, you may have to pay is the only thing. For such a long time, we got a huge amount of cloud storage for free, but they need to make their money. So I think I pay 3 quid a month for 2 terabytes. It's in and around that. So I would back everything up to the Google Cloud. It means that everything, all your images, all your videos, everything is synced up. So if anything happens to your phone, you'll be able to drag it back down. You'll also be able to access it from any internet enabled device when you log in. And then the best phone tracker is Google. So if you just enable your location services, so I did this the other day for a colleague of ours who lost their phone because they had a Gmail account. I got them to log in on my device. They literally just typed, "Where is my phone?" And we got the precise location. We were able to ring it.
That sadly is part of Jess Kelly's responsibility in the News Talk office. Is when something goes wrong, they track her down, which is why you keep moving desks in the office so that people will not find you. They'll find you. Don't worry. Rebecca got in contact. "I'm travelling with 2 kids to Australia, then Vietnam, then home. What's the best power bank to cope with the devices?"
So there are so many good ones out there. Zag and OtterBox are two brands that I use and really, really rate. You can get them in the select stores and in the likes of Harvey Norman and Currys and all the rest. They're not as expensive as they used to be. It used to be a case that you'd pay like 120 quid for a decent power bank. What I'd recommend though is not getting anything less than 10,000 milliamps. So if you think about the average iPhone battery, it's usually around 5,000 milliamps. So if you get a 10,000 milliamp battery, that'll charge it twice. If you get a 20,000 one, it'll charge it 4 times, and so on and so forth.
Okay, next question. "I'm travelling abroad and I need to be able to use my phone. Is there a SIM I can get that won't cost me a fortune to use Google Maps?" So Rebecca doesn't want to get lost, but she doesn't want her home network to be racking up huge data costs.
Yeah, so what I'd say, Rebecca, is that if you are travelling within Europe, you should be able to roam like at home. So if you're within the European Union, you'll be able to roam like at home, which means use your data that you have. If you're travelling outside the EU, what I'd recommend is getting an eSIM. So we did a piece about this with Kieran Cuddihy on The Hard Shoulder not that long ago when we were in America. I used GoMo World for the first time. And I think I got 15 gigs of data for the US for 8 quid, which is very, very good. So I would look at GoMo World. It's an eSIM that you just download onto your phone. So search for GoMo World, select the countries that you're traveling to, pick whatever bundle you want, and you are good to go.
Can you ask Jess, because this one is driving me potty, if an organisation has numbers set to private, let's say there's 20 members, when we ring each other, it also comes up as private. So far, so good. But we want to be able to recognise each other when we call each other, but stay private in the public. Can it be done and how? I didn't realise you can set your number to private these days. I thought that they got rid of that.
Oh, no, you can. And so many people are doing it now, which is mad because I would never in a million years answer a call from a private number.
No.
But there you go. So it depends on what provider is providing your phones. So say if you're using an IP telephone service, you may be able to go in and alter your settings so that when you are calling within that network, that either an extension number or a name comes up. But it really does depend case by case on who the provider is. So if you get onto your CTO or whoever looks after your internal tech, they'll be able to advise you on that one.
One last one. Is there any way to delete content on your phone without the laborious nature of going through every video? Does Jess have tips on how she keeps storage clear? I was dealing with this last night with an iPad at home, and Apple for some reason has an updated iOS, and it also has system storage, whatever the hell that is. And as a result, it can't download the new one without getting rid of all the videos. So I'm invested in this answer, Jess.
Yeah, so my top tip. So let's talk about phones first and foremost. The biggest source of data that comes into our devices in most cases is from WhatsApp. So go to the WhatsApp app, go to settings, go to storage, and then you'll be able to see the biggest files that you have. So you know the way these viral videos go around, they get shared around or whatever, they take up a huge amount of space, as do memes and all the rest. So delete them from your device within your WhatsApp. Then if you want to free up storage on your iPad and so on, ideally you will have everything backed up. So whether that is to Google Cloud, Dropbox or something like that, but it is a case of storing everything into the cloud, freeing up your device and making sure that when you delete something from your device, that the automatic setting of delete from cloud or delete from all devices, make sure you understand that if you delete it from a device, you're not deleting it from the cloud and vice versa.
Okay, so that's probably the easiest way of doing it. Many people getting in contact to ask, are you all right? And one person sending you is asking me to send you a hot whiskey. So I'm sending you a virtual hot whiskey, Jess Kelly.
I'd rather an actual hot whiskey, but thanks, John. I'll take the virtual one.
Well, I am now sanctioning. It's 12 o'clock somewhere. It'll be 12 o'clock here in 5 minutes. Go get yourself a hot whiskey. Jess Kelly, our technology correspondent. Thank you, as always.
Hi, Jess Kelly here. If you want more tech news, reviews and insights, make sure you subscribe to the Tech Talk podcast or tune in every Saturday at 5 p.m.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.